And we're going to continue our discussion about the two mass shootings that we've had, of course, here in the United States in the last couple days, the one in Dayton and the one in El Paso. And chatting with me now are two great guests. I chatted with them this morning as well on WCIU. First off, we have Alma Anaya, one of the Cook County Commissioners, and also Juan Morata, who is the chairman of the Latino Leadership Council. First, going to make sure, Juan, can you hear me? You're on 720 WGN.
Yes, I can.
All right. And Alma, you're here in studio, so I hope you can hear me.
I definitely could.
Thank you both for joining me and having this discussion. I guess what I want to ask first and foremost is, Alma, a lot of, obviously, the manifesto came out of this shooter and his targeting of what he called a great, you know, migration or invasion of our country. Obviously, it impacted the Latino community in the El Paso neighborhoods or in the city. Your reaction to what happened on Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, it was devastating. I think I have family that frequent the Gilroy Festival. So when that happened, I was very fearful. And the same type of feeling of anxiety and fear came upon me with the El Paso, because you just remember those feelings. And then after that is the numbness and then the anger that I feel for the fact that it's 2019 and this is still happening, this hateful rhetoric. It's definitely concerning.
Juan, your thoughts after what happened?
Well, it's certainly devastating any time and something like this happens in our country. You know, what makes this unique is that it's a hate crime. It's very clear that the shooter, as you said, with his published manifesto, was targeting Latinos, and to have something like that occur in our country, as the commissioner stated, it just feels like we're living in a different time. You would think that we would have moved past these types of things, but the sad reality is we haven't.
Juan, what are you doing in the immediate sense as a community here in Chicago to help those elsewhere?
Well, I'll tell you right now, the Latino Leadership Council is in the process of mobilizing some donations so we can make sure that we're helping the folks that are directly affected and impacted by the violence and in short fashion. So we're working with the Paso del Norte Community Foundation, which is based in the El Paso area. They are a not-for-profit organization that's aggregating donations so they can be given directly to those who are affected. So I would say those are our immediate plans. And then the second plan is working with elected officials like Commissioner Anaya and trying to figure out what we can do as a community moving forward. You know, a lot of what we are looking at doing is making sure that we're being vigilant and calling out racism and white nationalism when we see it, that folks know that this is unacceptable.
So I was reminded of the, this is a published on the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum. There's that saying, I forget exactly who wrote it. I think it goes like, first they came for the socialists and I did not speak out, then the trade unionists, then they came for the Jews, but I was not a Jew. Then they came for me and there was no one left to speak for me. And I was reminded of that because when the Pulse nightclub shooting happened, obviously we've had many, many mass shootings to react to as a country, but it was the first one, I believe, that was really targeted against the LGBT community, of which I'm a part of, and it really impacted me greater than the other ones had. And I don't know if you feel the same way, and I'm racking my brain to think of any other that have any other mass shootings that have really gone after specifically the Latina community. But Alma, has your community reacted in that way? In sort of there's a personal connection to this one more so maybe than others in the past.
You know, I've been hearing a mixture. Yes, some do feel that it's more connected and more personal, just because obviously it was targeted. But I think we've been hearing the anti-immigrant sentiment for 4 years already from, you know, who is now the president. And I think that I would like to hope, you know, that we get communities and that everybody feels that type of sentiment, because it's been leading up to what happened. I think the rhetoric, it's something that we continue to speak out against, and we hope that we continue to protect communities, specifically immigrant communities in this case, but others, like you mentioned, the LGBTQ targeting. And I think, you know, to the quote that you just mentioned, I think we all must stick together, and we all must, it's time that we stick up for one another, and although this one hit very personal to the Latinx community, this is time that we start figuring out how to protect other groups, other communities that have been suffering and that are under attack under this racist and bigoted president.
Juan, you, I imagine that you know, a lot of people will say that there's a direct correlation to what the president has, that what people would call insightful rhetoric at rallies. In fact, the one where he mentioned in Florida where someone said, shoot him, referring to people coming to this country. And the president said, kind of laughed it off and joked that, oh, you can do that in the panhandle. That's where you can get away with that. Other people might say, you know, people are going to be crazy and mad no matter what. There's nothing we can do to stop them. Juan, where do you fit in this, in your opinion, on how the president and his rhetoric fits in with what happened on over the weekend?
Listen, I think what's true here is that this is the 250th, I think, is what some reports are saying. The Dayton, Ohio one, at least, was the 250th mass shooting that we've seen just this year alone. So, you know, is it new that mass shootings are happening? Absolutely not. But what is new is that we have a president now who is, quite frankly, inciting those and normalizing the type of rhetoric that targets Latinos. And that's just unacceptable. Leadership should be about bringing people together, not dividing them. But I think when you have bankrupt in ideas and trying to solve solutions, you have to look for someone to blame, and that's kind of what's happened here. The unfortunate result, though, is now that we have folks who are taking that blame to a next level and trying to further on and stopping this quote-unquote invasion of Hispanics. You know, you mentioned that earlier at the top of your comments, John. I mean, think about that. The invasion of Texas, this is a state that was part of Mexico at one point in our history, right? I mean, the population of El Paso, they say, is 80% Latino. I'm surprised it's not higher being where it's at on the border. So do I think that the president is contributing to this? Absolutely. Do I think he's the only one responsible? Certainly not. But we still have to call out racism and white nationalism when we see it. And quite frankly, he hasn't done that.
I imagine, we live in these bubbles politically, of course, where we pick our sides and we go towards, but some things like this should kind of unite everyone behind certain ideas of what might be right or might be wrong. I don't think there's many gray areas when it comes to these sorts of things. But we also live in bubbles where we feel safer sometimes than we should. I think in Chicago, you know, we certainly have our issues, but we are a very diverse community. And for many of us, we live peacefully among our diversity is our strength here in Chicago and the suburbs, not just the city, into many of the suburbs as well. Does this kind of shatter the notion that the Latino community is safe in Chicago, that nothing like this could happen? Was there ever a sense of that? Elma, I wonder if you could speak to how people, is there a fear now that something similar like this could happen here in Chicago?
Oh, absolutely. I think not all the way we've been sheltered as a bubble. I think communities of color often see the injustices, see the racism and in very systematic ways. And I think we saw very clear the fear when the administration actually put out these threats about massive raids. And we saw the type of unity that was created. But also we saw, you know, 26th Street empty out a little bit. We saw that a lot of this, the discussion and specific targeting of immigrants and Latinx communities have been creating fear here locally. So I say all that to say that if we're hearing that there are a specific targeting of communities, there's going to be fear. And mm-hmm. I think as a society, we need to unite and we need to make sure that we are protecting one another and that we're, again, like Juan mentioned, calling out any type of racism and calling out any type of that rhetoric, because that rhetoric lives here in Chicago. We would like to think that we're inclusive, we're diverse, but I've heard it all my life growing up. I'm an immigrant. I was undocumented for 11 years. I've heard it. And here in the city of Chicago, which is one of the biggest cities, and we like to say we're a global city, we're very right. diverse, we're very accepting. We have a city ordinance, a welcoming ordinance, and this is still happening. So when do we draw the line of knowing, yes, it's just language, yes, it's just hate or comments, and when do we actually know that there might be a person that may take it a step further, and that's what we need to be aware of.
Had a text saying, stop the hate, do your homework, the president is against illegal immigrants, in quotes. And he's made that point about illegal immigration. He tries to say that he's really only speaking against illegal immigrants. I guess what I'm saying is hate. Don't throw your shade of hatred towards any group, even if it is illegal immigrants. Like, look, there is a place to be, there's a time and a place for a political discussion about what to do about our immigration policies. I don't think anyone is trying to shy away from the fact that we have to fix some parts of the system of immigration. But no matter how you feel about immigrants, illegal or documented or undocumented, the answer is not to incite people to go shoot them. And I'm not saying exactly that's exactly what the president has done, but it's certainly how some of his followers have taken it, including one who wrote it directly in his manifesto. Right. Before we go, Elf, I was hoping, do we have the cut? I wanted to play what the president had to say about racism and this sort of issue today, and then get your thoughts. Go.
The shooter in El Paso posted a manifesto online consumed by racist hate. In one voice, our nation must condemn racism, bigotry, and white supremacy. These sinister ideologies must be defeated. Hate has no place in America.
All right, so having said that, is that a start for you? Or is that not even close to where he needs to be going? Or does he need to say that every day to his audience of people at these rallies?
Yeah. When I first heard it, I thought hypocrite, right? I think that this is, I don't see this as a start. I see this as he needs a lot more work. We constantly continue to ask that the Senate bring out federal gun regulations, but the rhetoric is there, and I think that he has 4 years and even plus of the type of steps and stages that, you know, often we hear about, like, the, you know, what happens in genocide, and he's done a lot of these steps. He's classified, like, you know, you just mentioned earlier about illegal immigration, how to divide people. People on the streets don't know exactly. You see a brown face and you automatically think that that person is illegal and undocumented. I hear this very often. And he has been dehumanizing Latinx and immigrant communities. That's a problem. And if we continue to hear that, if we continue him change that, I don't know if it'll change much, because the discussion is out there. Once you have brought up this sentiment and this hate rhetoric that has been continuously playing over our TVs and our radio, that of what he's been saying, it's very hard to go back from that. We're going to need some real legislation. We're going to need him to push other words, mm-hmm. and other, yeah. type of discussion, and it's very difficult now with the type of sentiment that we've been feeling as a community and the hate.
Want to mention, a lot of our listeners, obviously myself included, are not Latino or Hispanic, but there's something that I think all of us can do, and it's about trying to condemn hate speech when we hear it, right, Juan?
Absolutely. And, you know, if I can just take a quick step back, and maybe we can start with educating the person who text messaged you. You know, no human being is illegal, right? I think if we start with that premise, that no human being is illegal, then it kind of colors the rest of the conversation. You know, this isn't a Republican or a Democrat issue, or a liberal or conservative one. This is about having respect for human life. And so I think about that, and I can't help but wonder why this president won't simply call out what is clear, that the last several mass shootings have been committed by folks who are espousing white nationalism as a credo, and are espousing the attack of people of color throughout the country, whether they be Latino or otherwise. This time it was Latinos, and so I think it's important for us to just, you know, take a step back as a community, realize what it is that's being said here, demand that our elected officials, especially the president, call out what is evidently clear to everyone else, and try to find a solution.
Yeah. Juan Alamo, thank you guys so much for joining us here today.
Thank you for having us.
All right, more of the John Williams Show after this on 720 WGN.